If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Noted pet expert Steve Dale is here, and I have to have you on the air because I feel incredibly guilty.
You?
Yes. The bad Catholic girl, not a good Catholic girl, but I'm Catholic.
Well, the bitch is back.
All right, get him out. I was talking to Dean Richards yesterday during his entertainment report, mm-hmm. and I am one of the older women who just loves Pete Davidson. I adore him. He can do no wrong.
Why?
In my eyes.
What is it about him?
He's funny. He's genuine. He's open about talking about his mental health issues. He's someone that, you know, needs fixing. And sometimes, you know, I always took the bird with the broken wing or the bunny.
True about that, you, yes.
So that's why I like him a lot.
I guess. I don't know what it is about him that
I just love
women,
him.
Yeah. Well, you explained
really
it. You explained
do.
It. So?
So yesterday, Dean said Pete Davidson is in big trouble. Pete is mad at him because he went to a pet shop and he bought a dog instead of adopting one. And I said on the air, well, at least that's one less dog in a pet shop. And some texter said, shame on you, Wendy. You should be adopting. I've adopted all my dogs.
I know that for a fact.
And I don't think dogs should be in pet shops. And
right.
I know that you are instrumental in making that not happen here in Illinois.
Well, Pete Davidson just got in under the wire because New York State has banned the sales of dogs, cats, and rabbits as well at pet stores. It goes into effect in January.
Oh.
So the pet stores are unloading what they can and still selling as they can do it. However, and the thing about New York State is that happens to be, so in Illinois, we have the same law. No dogs, no cats should be sold at pet stores. There are some pet stores that are ignoring that law. And now
what happens to them then?
Well, nothing, unfortunately.
See, that's the problem.
I've had state legislatures on my show and we've talked about it, but oh no, nothing. Except here's what we're going to do and what the Humane Society of the United States is doing. There's a little loophole in the law that they found. So creative, I suppose. And now that loophole will be closed. But legislation takes time, you know, and in the meantime, they are selling dogs and cats, and they're not supposed to in this state. By the way, for those who don't know, no responsible breeder ever, ever, ever sells to a pet store. They are from large commercial facilities or puppy mills.
Yeah.
End of story.
I know, and the listener made me feel bad because they said, you know, that puppy is just going to be replaced by another puppy, and the mom of all those puppies, they keep breeding them. I get all that.
That's true. So, I mean, we can't help it. We're human beings, and when we walk by a pet store and we see those big eyes, that big round head, there's actually a word for it. It's called neoteny, and that is how dog breeds as puppies have a similar look to human babies.
Aww,
they kind
they're
of
they're cuter
do.
Than human babies, to be honest with you. Newborn babies look like bugs for a little while.
Okay, I'm not getting into that, but that's on purpose. That's to appeal to all of us, and how that happened is a whole long story, but that is on purpose. So in a sense, we can't help but be attracted. Should we be buying them, saying, oh no, someone's got to buy them? Well, if you'd like, but here's the problem with it. They're more likely to have behavior problems. I'm talking about any dog sold at a pet store. More likely for sure to have medical issues. You know, there's a cost to all that.
Yeah.
And because you do it, you know what? It's still not the right thing to do, in my opinion.
Well, you keep up your good work at making it not possible for pet shops to sell dogs, cats, and rabbits. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with noted pet expert Steve Dale.
WGN.
Steve Dale's here.
For you.
Yes.
Public officials, when they get complaints from the public about dogs, whether they be local aldermen, and so many have told me this, or they even be state senators or representatives or the governor, what do you think the complaint is more than any other complaint about dogs specifically?
I have two, and I don't know which one to go with. I would say complaining that people don't pick up after their dogs.
Yes, you win. Yeah, that's actually I've talked to so many aldermen, and they say it's not about the potholes, and it's not about the
you could
garbage.
Use that to fill up the potholes. Wouldn't that help?
That would work, yes.
Well, I can't believe people will walk and not pick up. I mean,
they don't. They think it magically disappears, but of course it doesn't, and it goes into the ground eventually.
Yeah.
And that would eventually go into our groundwater. Well, that's not good.
No.
But there are many other reasons. Diseases spread. I can give you a list right here. I won't, but I could give you a list of diseases spread from dog to dog, potentially even some to humans as a result of people not picking up. And then other things you don't necessarily think about, like flies.
Yeah.
They love it.
Although, when did we start picking up after our dogs? Because I remember when, you know, I was a kid, you didn't pick up after your dog.
Yeah, but you know what?
I'm glad we do, but we didn't back then.
Yeah, but that was more of a rural environment. America was, perhaps. I don't know.
Yeah, Brookfield was very rural.
It was, kind of.
Well, I'm glad we do pick it up, and they have...
Well, it's because it just blended into the other odors in Brookfield, maybe.
Yeah, whatever.
I'm referring to the zoo.
Oh, that's true. All right, I'll give you that. So what if people don't pick up when you're at a dog park? And our dog parks, I know people love them. I don't really partake in the dog park
scene.
You know
what? I help to create dog parks, or dog-friendly areas, as they're called, in the city of Chicago, because they are areas within larger parks. And I think we need those. Having said that, while dogs are social and need to socialize, do you know people, maybe yourself, that don't always want to go to a party? And we don't give the dogs a choice necessarily. And a lot of dogs just don't love it. And they're telling us in ways we don't pay attention to. And it's not only your dog that I'm concerned about. I'm concerned about the other guy's dog, who you don't know.
Right.
You
know? They might be in a bad mood that day.
Or worse. And, you know, also people don't pay attention. So people are very busy drinking their cup of coffee or they're on the phone, you know, texting. And meanwhile, their dog is doing who knows what, including number two, and they don't pick up because they don't see it going on. But I am concerned that we don't recognize a lot that our dogs don't necessarily love dog parks. So when you bring a dog to the dog park and the dog stays at the entranceway, that dog is saying, I really don't want to come in here, as one example.
So learn to read your dog's behavior. I take Kona to daycare every Saturday, and what I do is say, do you want to play with the puppies? And he goes nuts. So my assumption is he loves going there.
He probably does.
All right. And good news for dogs, especially bigger dogs that have osteoarthritis.
Yes, this was just approved by the Food and Drug Administration, Center for Veterinary Medicine, and I'm so excited about it. There's a similar medication. It's been out now, I don't know, 8 months, 6 months for cats, called Solensia. It's a monoclonal antibody, which is a buzzword that we learned from COVID, treating human patients with COVID. This has nothing to do with that treatment, but this is for dogs with arthritis. The one for cats with arthritis is amazing, and I suspect this to be a game changer for, because they don't have to take drugs that cause GI issues. There are other things. It is great news, and so many dogs are arthritic. We have a nation of more older dogs than we've ever had.
They're overrepresented,
yes, as well as overweight dogs who are overrepresented with arthritis. And just simply big dogs are likely to have that as well.
All right. And you are on Sunday, Steve Dale, noted pet expert. Who are some of your guests?
So I'm on Sunday mornings with the pet show. And then Sunday afternoon, we're talking, you've heard Lisa Dent and myself talk about Forged and Formed.
Yes.
Doesn't this look beautiful? I just got this, a package, as I walked in the station. It is a little, what would you call this?
ID tag?
Yeah, exactly. With our cat Groucho on it. Not literally, but it kind of looks like it. I mean, really, it's amazing. Amazing how this can be done. I instantly put this on my keychain.
Yeah.
These are my keys. And we'll talk about how they do this and how you can do this for your pet.
I was on their website because I heard you and Lisa talking about it, and it's pretty incredible.
It is amazing, and we'll talk about it. I called it magic, and he said, no, this is science. So we'll find out what it's about.
Well, always great to see you, Steve.
Thank
Dale.
You.
I'm a big fan.
I am as well of Wendy Snyder. It is great to hear you in the morning. Great to hear you always.
Thank you so much.